And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs.
Now, you're tuned in to What's Happening.
And we are back 3 minutes after 11 o'clock, 367-1240, our phone number. If you've got a question or comments for our next guests in studio, we're also going to pass along another number important to this segment in just a little bit as we welcome from Iberia Crime Stoppers, Sergeant Stephen Guidry, and special guest today, Bud Forrest. Gentlemen, happy to have you here today.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for having us.
Glad to join you.
Absolutely. First and foremost, Bud, your first time here on this topic. How did you get involved with Crime Stoppers?
I can tell you specifically, back in January of this year, I got an unexpected phone call from Mike Barra. And he really, and I think Stephen will agree with me, he gets almost all the credit. It was his idea, had a great deal of experience setting up successful Crime Stoppers in Lafayette, and was looking for volunteers to do the same thing here. The result was we have a board now of about, I would say, 19 people, I think 19. And, of course, the other important person is sitting to my right, and that's our liaison with the sheriff's office, Stephen Guidry. So from that genesis in January, we planned to kick this off in May, but things were going so well that we got it started a little bit early. And I got to say, from my perspective, it's going very, very well. Stephen can tell you more about that, but that's the history. Incidentally, I left out some people that that really helped the development. One of them just left. It was the mayor. Freddie has been a big help. And, of course, Lewis Ackle. Without his support and our liaison, we wouldn't have gotten this far this fast. So that's my part.
Very good. And we'll talk more about that role in just a little bit. But, Sergeant, good to see you again as we get ready to welcome or introduce or reintroduce, if you will. I know Channel 15 had it yesterday. It's on your Facebook page, but the featured crime of the week. But before we talk about that, any success stories from the previous weeks?
No success stories yet, Jeff, other than the couple that we had at the beginning of the program. However, the phone calls are starting to come in a little bit more frequently. People are starting to get aware of the program and are actually calling and giving us those tips that we need so that I can forward them on to the proper division.
Very good, very good. Any thing hot on the website, or I should say the Facebook page right now, the activity there?
excuse me, just this morning, probably 9 o'clock-ish, I posted the video of the segment from last night's Channel 15 News Crime of the Week, and that one seems to be blowing up pretty quick. It's got, I want to say, 50, 55 shares already. People are really starting to get the hang of this. Thursday mornings, they're, as soon as it posts, it's gone.
Very good, very good. Do we want to talk about that one right now? Are there any other issues you want to talk about? Maybe remind us of some previous featured crimes?
Absolutely. I can remind you of a couple of the previous crimes. Property crimes. They're on a rise right now. It's the summertime. Kids are out of school. They have nothing to do. They're going to go burglarize. That's what they do at nighttime when you're sleeping.
I played baseball. What happened?
Times have changed, Jeff.
I'd find five, six guys, and we'd find some variation of baseball.
Absolutely.
All
sticking
long,
around.
You know? Man, whatever.
Absolutely. It's what I used to do when I grew up, too.
Yeah.
But times are changing, and crime is rising. But some of these crimes can be prevented. And that's just situational awareness on citizens out in Iberia Parish. Vehicle burglaries are real big right now, especially in the early morning hours. What I tell everybody is take everything of value out of your vehicles because it's preventing these criminals the opportunity. Don't give them the opportunity. I understand, it may take a few more seconds to get out of your car and take everything out and go inside, but it's going to prevent you from having to deal with calling the sheriff's office and having to report the crime that something was stolen from inside of your vehicle. There are bad people out there. Not everybody is good anymore these days. So you have to be aware of that as a Iberia Parish citizen. And take everything out of your vehicles. It's what's called a crime of opportunity. The criminal goes around, to different vehicles in a certain neighborhood. It could be a team of burglars going around different houses, going under your carports to look inside of your vehicle to see if there's anything. And if there's anything in there, a lot of people leave their doors unlocked. So they'll open the door, they'll take what they want, they'll close the door, and they'll leave. Take everything of value out of your car and lock your doors before going home.
Yeah, again, like you said, crime of opportunity. Don't make it easy on them.
Exactly.
You know, and at bare minimum, throw those things in the trunk. Get them out of sight, at least.
Absolutely. Just that's really what it boils down to. If you don't want to take it inside, your GPS or whatever, take the cord and the GPS itself and stick it in your glove box, your center console, your trunk. Keep it out of view.
Okay, now the burglar knows to look in the center console. Nice going.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course. But to get it out of view, that's, you know, the bottom line.
Absolutely, Jeff. Just get it out of view.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know previous crimes of the week focused on some unsolved murders. Obviously, as we introduce the quote-unquote featured crime of the week, still looking for tips on those.
Absolutely. We're always looking for tips on anything. Again, this is just the featured crime of the week. This isn't just for this crime alone. We're looking for anything that anybody may have information on, for any crimes that have already been committed from, you know, like I say all the time, anybody from a misdemeanor warrant that, you know, hey, you forgot to pay a traffic ticket, call it in. Let us know. We'll go investigate it, pick him or her up, and the case will be solved.
Yeah.
All the way up to if you have any information leading to the arrest of a murderer.
You know, St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office, I'm sure you know Major Jenny Higgins. You know, once a week on Wednesdays, it's Warrant Wednesday.
Right.
You know, they're just featuring an outstanding warrant. If you know where this person might be, give us a call. Maybe help us out here on this person. Not always a major crime, but again, just that little bit of information might go a long way to inhibiting future crime.
Absolutely, because if someone thinks that they might have some information but hesitate to call because it might be so minuscule, don't hesitate. Call anyway, because that little minuscule piece of information could be the one last piece of the puzzle that we need to solve this crime. So if you have any information, call it in.
And again, that number, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. Feel free to look for the website. And again, it's one of those that you have to request to be a part of. You take a look at it, verify that they actually are human beings. And again, Iberia Crime Stoppers, the website iberiacrimestoppers.com, will remind you about all that stuff in just a bit. But why don't you go ahead and offer up this week's featured crime of the week.
All right, Jeff. This week, it's funny you mentioned it with St. Landry, but or St. Martin, excuse me. But this week features an outstanding warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Just after midnight on June 11th of this year, Denzel Carey robbed an older lady inside of her vehicle at the Chase Bank on Center Street. The victim was inside of her vehicle at the ATM making a deposit.
Inside the vehicle, making a deposit at the ATM
when Denzel produced a black handgun to her. The victim ended up fleeing the area inside of her vehicle, uninjured, unharmed, but Denzel ended up getting away with the victim's debit card.
Mm.
Denzel is a dark-complected black male, standing approximately 5'10 to 6 feet tall, weighing between 140 and 150 pounds. He should now have small twists in his hair. I know the picture on Facebook shows him with kind of a real short haircut, but he should have small twists in his hair right now.
What makes you think that?
Some tips we've received.
Okay, excellent.
Denzel frequents the Henshaw Street, Dale Street, and Bank Street areas, and the most important part right now is that he should be considered armed and dangerous. So if you have any information on Denzel's whereabouts, don't be a superhero and tackle him down and try and make an arrest on him. If you see Denzel, call 911. That's going to be the biggest concern. If you know any information of where he might be staying or who he's with, call Iberia Crime Stoppers at 364-TIPS.
There you go. Again, 364-8477. And a lot of Crime Stoppers have that same last four digits. It might be a different prefix, but TIPS is the key. And
it is.
I know you're there manning calls for the most part during the day. And again, for those who may not have picked up on this segment in the past, again, remind folks how they can be assured this is all anonymous.
Absolutely. You simply call that that phone number, 364-TIPS. If it's Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, I will be answering the phone personally. As I say in each of my videos, I don't want your name, I don't want your address, and I don't want your phone number. Our telephone system has a blacked out caller ID, so I don't have any information on who's calling. I'm not going to ask you for your name, and I'm not going to ask you for any information that's going to subject you to being identified. As soon as you call, you give your information, and I issue you a number. You are a number in our system, and that's only for when we ask you to call back the second Thursday of every month to see if your tip led to an arrest. You're going to give me that number that I issued you. And if it led to an arrest, the board has voted that Wednesday before for a reward. And I will give you further instructions from there.
Right. And again, just because something didn't come back that month, maybe the next month.
Absolutely.
So again, it's never completely ruled out.
Correct. You call back every second Thursday until either an arrest is made or it's unfounded.
Right. And again, it doesn't have to be a big tip. Could be a minor little piece of information that helps.
Absolutely.
Solve the crime.
Again, every little piece of information helps in building cases and closing cases.
There you go. Once again, remind us, and I guess any possible criminal activity is game. I guess the bottom line is don't feel as if your call isn't important or could be important.
Bingo. Every call that we receive is just as important as the next one. And again, if you don't hear me on the phone Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, you will be transferred to a call center that you will be talking to a live person every single time. You're not going to have an audio recording. You're not going to have to press 1 or 2 or 3. You call that number, it's going to be transferred directly over to our call center, and your phone call will be answered by a human being.
Yeah, and not a call center in India or something.
Correct. This is right outside of Dallas.
These are Crime Stoppers people.
Yes, sir. This is a Crime Stoppers USA call center. They are an incorporated program. So you're going to deal with people that know what they're doing and that will keep your information anonymous as well.
Yeah, but is one of those folks who on that second Wednesday meet and try and I'm sure you guys want to hand out as much money as possible. Raising that money, that's another subject, right?
Sure is. That's always the issue. We had some very kind community folks that provided us with startup money, but this has to be self-sustaining through donations. I'll talk about yard signs in a moment, but I wanted to pick up just a moment.
Oh, please do.
About where Stephen left off. So the call comes in, a number is assigned. If there is, in fact, an arrest, which is the triggering event for the award, then Stephen comes to the next board meeting, and all we know is the number. We have no real information other than this tipster was helpful. There was an arrest. And so we deal with only that number and determine what the award might be, all the way up to $1,000, depending on the severity of the crime. In fact, at the last board meeting, we considered an event and an appropriate award, which then will go to that numbered person, again, remaining nameless. Now to the fundraising. When I took this board position, I told Mike, I don't like to ask people for money. I've been involved in lots of community things. I'll do anything you want except ask for money, but I guess now I'm doing that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Also, I wanted to mention that yard signs, you'll start seeing them springing up around the area, and I happen to have some, and I will be happy to put them in your yard. Of course, I need your permission. So once again, it's okay with you, Jeff. I'm going to give my cell number and an invitation to folks to either provide me with a check payable to Crime Stoppers.
Should it be specific, Iberia Crime Stoppers? Does that matter?
Iberia Crime Stoppers. We're going to cash it if it says Crime Stoppers. St. Landry's not going to get it.
I got you.
Okay, but Iberia Crime Stoppers, that's important. Thank you for that. And with regard to yard signs, my name is Bud Forrest, which is not important, but I'm going to give you my cell number. And if you leave your name and your address, I will see the yard sign that gets to you. Cell number is 380-2288. I say again, 380-2288. Looking forward to some calls.
Okay, and I'll make note of that number, so if you forget it, don't hesitate to give us a call, and I'll be happy to forward that number on to anybody who is looking for it. Would the tips line also be a good opportunity for that kind of request?
You can if it's necessary. We like to leave that line open for actual tips that are coming in, though. If you have any further questions relating to the program or anything else like that, you can always reach us on Facebook. You can send me a private message. I've had a lot of people send me private messages regarding yard signs, businesses requesting posters. So Facebook right now seems to be the best way to communicate with me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned posters. We've got a modest-sized poster in our window. In some other businesses, I've seen some much larger posters or maybe even signage of some sort. So, again, if there's businesses who want to be able to post something, give them a call.
Absolutely. Now, our posters are it's such a high-demand item right now that we are out.
Okay.
I think we're on the verge of ordering some more, but it might take a little bit. We still have some yard signs available, though, for anybody who would like one. Again, you can get with Bud or you can get with me, and we will make it happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything else you guys want to add, either about the featured crime of the week or the website? Just remind us of all the contact info.
Absolutely. Of course, Facebook, of course, is going to be Iberia Crime Stoppers. We should be at around 9,350 members or so right now. Trying to get our goal at 10,000 by August, and it's looking pretty doggone good right now. I think we might break it probably in the next 2 weeks or so if I'm lucky. But you can reach us at Iberia Crime Stoppers on the Facebook page. You can email us at IberiaCrimeStopper@att.net. That's Iberia Crime Stopper, no S at the end, @att.net. Or visit us on our website at IberiaCrimeStoppers.com.
Yeah, at that point it becomes an individual Crime Stopper.
Yeah, too many letters for AT&T address.
There you go. But again, check them out. You can post to the Crime Stoppers page, but you do approve those posts before they get put on.
Correct. And
again, what are you looking for as far as that kind of a post?
Can you elaborate on that, Jeff?
What should people post? What shouldn't they post? Or won't you post, I guess, would be the better word.
If you see some crime in your area, I've seen some people with cameras on their houses trying to identify certain subjects who seem to be coming into their yard at night. That's okay with me. If you have information, just general information of something that's going on in a certain area, you're more than welcome to post it. What I don't want to see, though, is arguing, griping, disrespectfulness, and people who aren't trying to be together. I've had to nip some things in the bud, and I don't like doing that, but I will definitely do that for the well-being of the rest of the members on the Facebook page. We want to try and keep this as professional as possible, as friendly as possible, and as openly communicating as we can be with each other, because this program wouldn't work without the citizens of Iberia Parish, and we need to all come together as one and not separate ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bud, anything else before we let you guys go?
I'd like to say a thank you. May I do that now?
Certainly.
Speaking of posters, we got some gigantic ones. I got how big, Sergeant? Maybe 3x8.
The banners.
The banners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not posters, banners. And so I wanted to throw a thank you out there to Mike Sinatair, the Coca-Cola distributor.
Okay, great.
He helped us a lot. I don't even know where they are now. They move around. One is right down the street on Main Street in front of the old bank.
That's the one I saw that really stood out to me from two blocks away or so, you know.
But it all starts with awareness and publicity. And you make the call, and we'll do it all. I just made that up.
I like that, Bud. Well done.
Absolutely. Well, again, gentlemen, appreciate it. Bud Forrest, member of the board of Iberia Crime Stoppers, Sergeant Stephen Guidry, and throughout the week, be listening here on Kane for the featured crime of the week. We'll have that up this afternoon throughout our broadcast day and throughout the week, and also your other media partners, Channel 15 and others who have jumped on board.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.